Today in our gospel reading, Jesus is telling his disciples, "You are witnesses of these things." I believe in this passage that Jesus was reminding the disciples of all of what they shared during their time together. He reminded them that the details of their story and work together must be shared with others, beginning from Jerusalem and extending to all nations. In some ways, I have to somewhat sympathize with the disciples. This job of witnessing can be quite a task because the good news for the disciples demanded foremost traveling alone without their companion, friend, and mentor. It required really assessing their job description as disciples and then determining how to pick up the baton and continue the work of Christ. This job also required a recall of all the disciples heard and witnessed. It required that the realization that there would be great disbelief and even scrutiny to some extent. I believe the disciples realized that witnessing would require much of them, much more of what they expected from their initial call to discipleship. This type of work would require traveling and gathering others to listen and to taste and see the good news of Christ and to work in ways which would shape faithful communities. Today, as disciples, we are very fortunate because, for the most part, we really have a good handle and podium to tell and share the good news of Christ. Media outlets such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube make it possible for everyone to share what they have witnessed in life along their spiritual journey and even testify about how their witnessing has shaped their faith and discipleship. Today, we live in a world of closed-circuit security cameras and store monitors where we can hear and see in real time how others live out their lives, some in good ways and some in not so good ways. Through technology, we perhaps more than the disciples understand the power and the importance of an eyewitness because our faith is grounded in things that are seen and personally reported. And so today we should not be surprised to hear Christ still beckoning and reminding us, "You are witnesses of these things." As we continue to be immersed in the season of Easter, where we experience Easter stories, which begin with tears and confusion, and then end with hope and purpose. Today's gospel lesson is one which follows a similar pattern, which takes us back to the struggles of those first Christians who were challenged to move from an attitude of defeat and resignation into a new sense of confidence and mission. Those who heard these stories in the first century were no doubt a lot like Jesus' disciples. They were caught between belief and unbelief. Yet even still today, the purpose of telling these stories is always the same: to invite the listener to move away from apathy and uncertainty and into believing that Jesus is the Christ and that he has empowered all who are his followers to bear witness to him throughout the world. These followers today include you and I. Easter is the story of the risen Christ sharing a meal and fellowship with his followers, promising a special power from on high, and then Jesus commissioning his disciples to tell their stories, to share his story with others throughout the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. After the brief account of the women finding the tomb empty, Luke moves quickly to the story of the risen Christ, who encounters a group of disgruntled and perhaps somewhat defeated disciples. Disciples who perhaps are ready to abandon Jerusalem, hopeful to move on with their lives, convinced that their hope and expectation had been crushed by Roman cruelty. In verses which precede our gospel lesson today, Jesus joins two men on the road to Emmaus, and listening to their lament, Jesus spoke words of encouragement. But the men seemed reluctant. They did not seem to be encouraged. I'm sure from all they witnessed, their hearts were heavy and they were somewhat confused and bewildered. Their grief had to be overbearing and their hearts broken from the death of their friend and teacher. We are told that the travelers came to the inn where they had planned to spend the night. Remembering the high value of hospitality in their culture, the two men invited the stranger to join them for their evening meal. They began to share their stories of Jesus of Nazareth, of his life, and of his death. And then suddenly, in the breaking of the bread, Easter happened for them. They realized that their companion, at first unknown, was truly Jesus, the risen Christ. The story of the Emmaus Road encounter reminds us of how close the community of disciples came to scattering in disappointment after the crucifixion, plagued with thoughts of should they even continue to work together along with others during their loss of Christ. Staying together simply did not make sense. What we read from our brother Luke today is nothing short of an encounter with the resurrected Christ and the realization that he was not a ghost, but a living being, and was the only cure-all which could transform this broken and bewildered band of brothers and sisters. As we look back at the response and experience of the disciples who witnessed the life, death, and resurrection, we too might be invited to reflect upon the challenges and the work of discipleship as we reflect upon our role as living, breathing witnesses today. We know from our reading that witnessing can be a challenge. Often what life throws at us may not line up with what we feel is appropriate for heirs of the kingdom. And so we return to our gathering spaces for a common worship, for prayer, for reflections, reminding us that as disciples of Christ, we must know and believe who we are and whose we are. As followers of Christ, we must recall the sacredness of our participation within the gathered community, because it is this very type of space in which Jesus was made known and experienced with the disciples. This experience of worship and fellowship invites us to develop a continuous desire to move deeper into our walk with Christ. It invites us to recall and appreciate the importance of Jesus asking his disciples to eat fish with him and how this event was remembered and shared as a dramatic witness to the fact that Jesus was the same person after the resurrection. In our work as witnesses, we must remember that from the beginning, the Christian community was defined by sharing resources in the way in which Jesus modeled for the disciples. It is important through our discipleship for us to remember that when we feed others, when we share our resources with those in need, when we welcome the stranger, we are in the presence of Christ. And what is more meaningful, when we do this, we have truly become the bodies of Christ. And the concluding words of Jesus to his disciples, "You are witnesses of these things." We recognize this as performative language. That is, words that anticipate that the listeners will do something, will be something. To be a witness means you have seen or learned something, but it also means that you are determined to share what you have seen and give a testimony to others about how your life has been changed completely and fully by Christ Jesus. The disciples had experienced Jesus. But in Luke, we find that now Jesus tells them that they are not to be known simply for their experience, but rather for their continued activity within the world. They are to be known for their testimony, their witness, for their faith, for the sake of the world. And today, we too are called to be living witnesses. For it is only in the act of telling others about Jesus that the church has meaning and our lives have purpose. This is precisely how and why the torch has been transferred from first century disciples to each of us today. We are each called to continue the enterprise of witnessing in order that the world might believe. It is our calling as resurrected people to bear witness, remembering that witnessing is not always accomplished in formal or perfect ways, but in ways in which we express how and where Christ has interceded in our lives to bless us, to love us, and to heal us. And even in those times when we may stand in disbelief of the presence and activity of Christ in our lives, even when the road becomes rough and the mountain becomes too high for us to climb, may we remember the lives of the first disciples and their encounters with Christ. May we recall their doubts and uncertainties, realizing our privilege of being assigned as living witnesses today. And may we too continue to share the good news of how and when and where God showed up and showed out in our lives, knowing and believing that only an encounter with God can transform the broken pieces of our lives and lead us to go out and bear witness to our faith. My sisters and brothers in Christ, Christ still lives among us, blessing us each day with his presence and spirit and empowering us to be his living, breathing witnesses in the world today. May we be faithful to the task of sharing our good news from the Emmaus roads of our lives, from those seasons of good and bad, from those seasons of joy, of doubt, and of wonder. And may we, like that mixed bag of disciples, always remember that we too are living witnesses of Christ. And we too are called to bear witness throughout the world. Luke reminds us today, and whether we like it or not, we are now living in the age of the eyewitness. I cannot remember the author of this poem, but I wanted to share it with you today to inspire each of us as we live out our call as witnesses of Christ. How do we find the faith to believe the story of Easter, Jesus? How do we grasp its truth? We can only accept it, refusing to reduce it to scientific debate or historical literalism, kneeling with humility and awe beside the blood-stained cross and the empty grave. For then, we are your witnesses. How do we understand the mystery of your death and life, Jesus? How can we explain it? We can only live it, allowing it to permeate every grain of the sand that forms us, every thought, every priority, every act, and every interaction. For then, we are your witnesses, and you deserve nothing less from us. May we each receive this blessing as witnesses of Christ, and may we, like the disciples of long ago, go out into the world and do likewise. Amen.